Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
That's right. Good Tuesday, everybody. Chase, Willie, D. Mace. Willie's got WD-40. I don't know what the hell we're doing today. Hope you're having a good start to your Tuesday. Chase McCabe, Willie Donig, and D. Mace.
What's going on, my good people? Look, on this Tuesday rainy morning.
If we had the video stream going, like as we're making the transition in between shows, and it was unedited,
yeah,
it'd be pretty funny.
Man,
Willie missed it.
Yeah, Willie
missed
it.
Well, you know what happens is when there's the shuffle in, shuffle out, it's like the subway in New York. You got the morning crew coming out, and I was a guest on their show this morning, so we had to revisit the Wham. We had to revisit the Wham Appreciation Day.
Oh, that was good.
Which was going on, yeah. So, you know.
The main question is, why do you have WD-40?
Okay. I think these guys already know.
I know why you got it.
Because going back even a couple years now, this has been years, I sit in a chair in the studio that is very creaky. I mean, you can really hear it. So I have come to fix the problem.
Willie.
Okay. I come in. I was in Home Depot the other day for a different reason. I walked past a little display of the WD-40. I said, I am going to fix that chair. So today we're going to apply the WD-40.
And see what happens.
See, right here. Just pick it up right here.
Yeah, we hear it. Yeah, I hear it, Chad.
That's good. No,
I hear it.
I think you're...
We've even had people weigh in on the text line like, hey, what's up with the squeaky chair? So I am going to take care of this problem today. We don't have a maintenance department in our studio, so Donick has come in with the WD. I never wore number 40.
WD with the WD.
That's right. And I never was number 40. I wore a lot of different numbers, but a lot of people were like, why didn't you wear number 40? That'd be cool.
You'd be WD-40. I never thought about that. Yeah. That would have been good.
I didn't do it, though.
Hey, now it would make even more sense. You get an NIL deal.
That's right.
With WD-40.
That could have been awesome. But it's too late.
Why aren't we getting him a endorsement for WD-40?
Well, I mean, this let's work on that.
We need to work on that.
Look, see, we have a camera here. Brought to you by WD-40.
That is fantastic.
You got to be turned around that way.
You got to show the product, right?
Yes.
Fred in Ashland City on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHonda.com. Willie Donick 40.
Yeah, there you go.
D-Mace also likes to have the little side broadcast on his little social media platform during the break. So can I get some airtime on there?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. You can promote WD-40.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that too.
You got some products too there, Chase?
Yeah, I'm gonna promote IG Live.
Man. You know what? This morning, it's been a weird morning because of the rain and all this other stuff, and just seemed to be out. So every morning.
You look good, by the way. Oh, I like this fit.
You like
it's
it?
Good. Yeah,
thank you,
no,
man.
It's good.
Sure, appreciate it, Chase. Man, bam! I'm on it, people. So every morning, I have my routine. I do the same thing. We all are creatures of habit. Yeah. No matter how much we try to switch it up, we ultimately end up going back to some of the same things we do every day. Like, you do this. Okay. So every day, I get up at the same time, let my dogs out, get myself ready, go work out, come home, get myself cleaned up, order my juicer or whatever you want to call it. I order it 30 minutes in advance, 25 to 30 minutes in advance. On the phone, on my app, boom. So when I leave the house, I go straight there, come straight to work. Boom, boom, boom. I'm here. I got it timed down to a T, Willie. Timed down to a T.
I get it.
Well, the last couple of times, and I like my shake thick, too. Well, the last couple of times, it hasn't
what
been.
What else you like thick? Sorry. I had Dunkin' today. I got my dunks in like Hal Gill. I got the sugar going.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, you know, I like my shakes thick, you know, because I like it to be, you know, I just like it to feel like a meal rather than just a shake. So I usually get it. The last couple of times, I've written, you know, please, good morning, happy face, please make thick the last two times. And it hasn't been that way. And I started to wonder, like, I'm like, are the same people still working here that usually do my shakes? Because they make it thick. And I started to pay attention. The same young lady or the guy that usually works in the morning, one of them's not there. Just so happens, it's the owner that is making my shake. Here's the problem.
The owner isn't making the shake correctly?
She's not making the shake correctly. Okay. It was watery the last two or three times. Okay. And I'm in there, and I go in, and I come out, and I'm in a rush. So I don't want to sit there.
Yeah, you don't have extra time.
Heckle somebody about.
We're on a schedule.
Exactly. Boom, boom, boom. But I always walk away disappointed. I'm disappointed. The last three times, I'm disappointed. This place in Green Hills on Hillsborough Road, you know who you are.
Woo! Well done.
You get bonus points for that.
I just tweeted
Nicholas.
I just tweeted that rookie of the year candidate Nick Kieser. I think he just won.
So I like it, and I'm like, all right, it's the owner. I mean, gosh, she just needs to let her workers do their job, because obviously she's not there enough and she doesn't know. Even though it says make it thick, you give it to me watery. But okay. That's happened like the last three or four times. You know who you are. Place on Green Hills on Hillsborough Road. You know who you are. Right next
you
to
just the, made the list.
Right next to the Men's Warehouse. You know who you are. Right across the street from CVS and Trader Joe's. You know exactly who you are.
Ooh, we need to get this
thing on blast.
Okay. So today I walk in. Mind you, Willie, Chase, I ordered it 30 minutes early.
Okay.
30 minutes. And it said ready in 15 to 20. It said 15 minutes. I'm like, cool. So I gave myself enough leeway. Bam. Go in there. Boom. Leave. My shake wasn't even ready.
Oh, no.
And then she gave me somebody else's shake. And I'm like, this doesn't look like my shake. Didn't you ask for extra blueberries? Hell no, I didn't ask for no extra blueberries. I'm looking at it right here. No blueberries. Then a lady behind me was like, I asked for extra blueberries. She has another one in there with extra blueberries. She has two shakes in there with extra blueberries. And only one shake was ordered with extra blueberries. Okay? If you are an owner of an establishment and you've never been in your establishment, don't work at your damn establishment, okay? If you don't know what's going on within your establishment,
preach.
Don't work at your establishment, okay? If you don't know what's going on, if you don't know how to make a shake the right way, if you can't read it, then don't make it. Let the worker, let the people you hire make it, because they do a fantastic job. The young lady there, she does a fantastic job when she's making a shake. She always, here you go, Mr. Mason. Bam, boom.
Yeah.
And my shake, I shake it. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Every time. But the last three or four times, the owner has been making a shake, and it's been horrible.
What the heck?
And today, today was the icing on the cake. The icing on the cake. So I'm done. I'm done with clean juice.
Ooh.
I said it.
Oh.
I said it. I'm done with them. I'm done. And they're right. And the bad part about it is they're right up the street.
I know.
Like, right there.
So we
sometimes
used to
you
got to
make tough decisions.
I got to make a tough decision. I just got to come straight to work now.
Yeah.
Somebody told me recently. Mm-hmm. We've had a few people say this. You know, we used to do You Just Made the List. And, you know, we had a different show. And so we do different things. But somebody asked me, like, hey, I need you guys to bring back a – and they said – a B segment with you know, using a word that rhymes with another, rhymes with which.
Rhymes with Stitch.
Yeah. Need that segment. I know I can say that. I just choose not to. Yeah. Kids are listening.
Exactly.
I have to be really mad. You know,
like, boy, you just made the list.
Yeah. We need, so I guess we need that. We're gonna need that.
Yeah.
Because Derek, do you feel better?
I feel better. I'm upset a little. Luckily, I have some fruit.
Got a banana.
Yeah, I got a banana. I got some juice.
Because you the shake is like a staple.
That's my
staple.
That's my
breakfast. David Poyle was asking you about it the other day.
Coach.
General Manager David Poyle walked into Barrel House and immediately saw Derek shake and started asking questions.
Yeah.
He appreciates a good shake.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I can't tell them to go to the one on Green Hills. I'm not going to tell them to go there.
You got to get the spread the word.
Yeah.
They got to get
go
their
somewhere
act
else. I got to get your act together.
Greg on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com. Can the suit call himself to the office? Just wondering after that thick comment from Chase. Chase, I need to see you for a second. Hey, what's up, boss? We don't appreciate that comment that you made. My bad. I was trying to be funny.
Just having some fun.
I was just trying to be funny.
It was funny.
I apologize. Thank you.
It was funny.
Thank you. Drew has also sent an audio file. I don't know what this is. We'll have to listen to it in the break. I don't know what that is. Coy in Clarksville, cancel the show. D. Mason needs his Megan Thee Stallion shake.
Oh, man.
Robbie Stanley on Twitter, this has been the greatest opening 5 minutes in the history of the program. I would agree with that. We kind of brought it.
Oh, man. All right.
Sometimes obviously we talk sports and we do a lot of sports talk, but sometimes we just got to talk things out.
We got to air our grievances. Friends. Yeah. You know, we got to air our grievances.
Yeah. So, you know, have a little
Willie
fun.
Bucked a WD-40, and I didn't get my thick shake. Oh, well. There you go.
You got to get things done.
I've been asked, I won't say their name, but I've been asked, so I guess D-Mace wouldn't want to do an endorsement for Clean
Sheets. One of the salespeople just kind of rang in there.
I'm sure they're not all owned by the same person.
You're probably going to get one now.
Yeah, you're probably not all owned by the same person, so I'm pretty sure, like, if there's one, like, around here, they probably operate a little bit different. But I'm just saying that one in Green Hills, ma'am.
Now this guy says it's a video. I'm even more nervous.
If you can't make the shakes properly and on time, you got some fabulous workers. You hire some really, really good people.
I just think we should have an intervention with Clean Juice and say, look, you've upset one of your best customers. We need to remedy this.
And I was there. I'm there every... Well, not on Wednesdays, because Wednesday I usually don't work out. But I'm there Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. I sometimes go on the weekend just to grab me something.
Yeah.
Man.
Okay.
Willie.
All right. We're up and running here on a Tuesday, and we are bringing the passion today. Coming up next, what is the best case for the Titans, and how do they get there? We had a pretty spirited discussion yesterday, and I have a feeling that's going to continue as we go along. You know, Willie thinks they're solid and everything's fine and nothing to see here and nothing to worry about.
That's what I heard, Willie.
Yeah, no, that's basically like,
see, this is like, what was it last week that we were saying that you don't like the Chick-fil-A waffle fries?
Yeah, no, but I mean,
but see, we like to have a nuanced discussion.
I asked you to fill in the blank.
Yeah,
and you
he
said
did.
Solid.
Yeah, most people said stagnant. I tend to agree with that, but you said solid.
Big picture. I'm looking
big
picture.
What is the best case for the Titans, and how do they get there? We'll discuss that coming up next. Chase Willie, D. Mace. But our show presented by Hair Club. And look, I was telling Michelle Knezovic this morning, and I don't know if it's this job or what it is, but I have more gray in the beard. There's more of a power outage upstairs, and so I've decided to do something about it. And that is extreme hair therapy with Hair Club. It'll maximize regrowth results while reducing future hair loss in just minutes a day. It's a different step program. They'll assess your hair. You go see the specialist at their center there in Brentwood. You go there once a month, and they have products that will help you there. They'll give you a haircut as well. And then you take stuff at home that helps you regrow your hair and slow further loss with their five-step system that includes shampoo, cleanser, conditioner, supplements, and a rejuvenator formulated with FDA-approved minoxidil. They also have regrowth devices that you take with you that will help you. So find out if EXT Extreme Hair Therapy is right for you and start your journey at hairclub.com or give them a call, 615-200-6601. You'll regrow your own natural hair through non-surgical options that deliver impressive results. Hair Club in Brentwood is building 4 of the City Park development on Franklin Road, just south of Old Hickory Boulevard. Again, 278 Franklin Road. Give them a call, 615-200-6601. Chase Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McKay, Willie Donick, Derek Mason. I love this text line sometimes. Oh, this is great. Matt, the trash man in Kentucky. Have a great day, guys. Can't wait to hear the show. Appreciate you, Matt, for listening in Hoptown. Travis says, let it out, D. Mace. We're here for you. I'll be your shoulder. This is the best one, though. Raymond and Franklin. Can Willie go back in the time machine and let us know if D-Mace gets a good shake in the future?
Yes, man. Hop in that DeLorean, man, and let me know, was that the last time that I would ever get a good shake? 3 weeks ago might have been the last time I ever got a good shake.
You know, I'll have to take another trip to the future and let you know.
While you at it, give me the lottery numbers, too.
I think that's Back to the Future Part 2. Don't they do that?
Yeah.
They get the sports scores and everything. Start meddling.
That's when Biff gets rich. Yeah. Oh, man.
Biff. That's a great character for us.
That's my man, Biff.
That was good. I get a text from Ricky after my shake, thick comment that just says, Chase! So what is the best case scenario? I guess we'll talk sports. Now, what is the best case scenario for the Titans? Now, if you missed yesterday, Willie, you know, had his colonoscopy and joined us in the second half
of
the
show. I would have had the same take with or without the colonoscopy.
I think it was the drugs.
So we're blaming
it
on
the drugs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll reiterate it today. I'm off the drugs. And so I will reiterate my stance. I like to be a little bit of a voice of reason here. As
you've
you guys
been known
know,
to do that. Yes.
My glass is more half full than half empty. I like the positive outlook, but I believe that I'm correct when I say this. 7-5 is about what I thought this team would be before the season. And given that some of the hurdles that they've had to cross, losing Harold Landry before the season started, they invested heavily in Harold Landry.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Didn't play a down. Bud Dupree makes second or third most money on the team. He's been an enigma again. He's had all kinds of injuries to both hips. He hasn't been super effective when he's been out there. They lost Taylor Lewan in the second game of the season. These are just a couple of things that have been big, big blows to what they were trying to be. But at 7-5, to me, they're right about where I thought they would be. So, I think most people would have agreed with me if I told
I thought
that's where the DeLorean came in. If you missed it yesterday, I said I'm the man from the future. I go back and tell you guys I'm Doc or whoever, Michael J. Fox, Marty McFly. I come back and tell you guys on September 1st, mm-hmm. Labor Day weekend. You guys are chilling at the pool. Here's what's going to happen. Landry's going to get hurt. Dupree's going to be an enigma again. Robert Woods isn't going to be all that great. Derrick Henry is going to be good, but not Superman. Ryan Tannehill is going to have a high ankle sprain. And I tell you, what do you think the record is going to be? I think 7-5, you'd have said, hey, that's not bad. Okay, yeah, I'll take 7-5.
And we said,
that's all I'm saying.
We said yesterday, we kind of felt, all right, 7-5 is probably about where they are. I think this is one of those prime examples of we're getting to the same place, but we're taking different routes. You look at it as they're solid. And, hey, be happy with where they are. We look at it as, we kind of thought this is where they'd be, but they're not beating playoff teams. No. All their wins are coming against the bad teams.
Right.
Now, Washington.
But what did we think they were going to be before the season? We thought they would kind of be like that.
Yeah.
Right?
And look, the Giants, they should have beaten. They squandered that one away. The Giants are a good team, but that should be a win against a potential playoff team. Buffalo, they got boat race. The Raiders, they had to scratch and claw to close that one out. Mm-hmm. The Raiders have played better as of late, but I still don't think that's a very good team. Colts suck, had to hold on there. Washington, I think, is a pretty decent team.
They've come around.
Like, if they play Washington right now, I don't know if they beat Washington.
I don't think they do.
Well, when you play a team, definitely
it
has something
to totally
do.
It totally matters. It totally matters.
My thing was, looking at the beginning of the season to where they're at now, and Vrabel, he speaks about this a lot. Hey, listen, we need to get better each and every week to ultimately get to where we go. Good teams get better throughout the season. I haven't seen that from the Titans. I haven't seen enough growth that's going to say, make me think that anything's going to be different once the playoff starts with them. There hasn't been, you know, like last year, you saw the growth, you know. You saw that defense get better throughout the course of the year. And it was evident by the numbers. You saw, you know, the running game, how it was taken off last year before Derrick Henry got injured. And then you saw how it continued to stay the course, so to speak. This year, you don't see that. You don't see, you know, the offense getting better. You don't see the defense getting better. You don't see the special teams getting better. You don't see the coaching getting better. Nothing is getting better with this team. Everything has stayed stagnant with this team. It's like they've been playing, with the exception of maybe one or two games, they've been almost on cruise control, it seemed like. They can't get it out of neutral. They're stuck in one place. They've had some games, two or three games, where, you know, you look at them, the Green Bay game. We thought, man, is this what the offense can be? Yeah. Absolutely. This is a playoff. This is a team that could win a game in the playoffs. It didn't last long. Things with the Titans this year, they don't last long. Good things don't last long.
No.
They've been – their record is a byproduct of the bad division they're in.
Right.
And the AFC is down, period.
Yes, and that, those again, was the point I was making yesterday. Give them credit for being able to beat the bad teams. Colts can't beat the bad teams. The Colts were the favorite to win the division.
Yeah, before the that's because the Colts is a bad team. The Titans aren't a bad team.
Dude, okay.
watching the Colts
were supposed to be a good team before the season started.
I was supposed to be 6-5, but that didn't happen.
I'm just telling you what they picked. We all picked the Titans, but I'm just saying that – let's give them credit for what they have done. But that's kind of the follow-up question today. Is, you're right. Right now, it is stagnant. It's a crossroads, to use Mike Vrabel's point. They got some issues, right? Derrick Henry is in a bad slump. This is one of the worst slumps he's been in.
Uh-huh.
They got to figure some stuff out. So what is the best-case scenario? They have a month to figure it out, and they have the luxury, which you almost never have in this league, to be able to just say, look, if we just win a couple more games, we're going to be in the playoffs. They might only have to win one more game to make it to the playoffs. As bad as the Jaguars and the Colts are,
yeah,
8-9 might get you in. You know, you'd be, you know, you don't like coming into the playoffs at 8-9.
But I
think they can win a few more games.
I think they're probably going to be – I think I said 11-6 originally.
Yes.
Now I'm leaning more towards 10-7.
Which is what I said before the season.
I think 10-7 is probably realistic.
Yeah.
Maybe 9-8, but I think 10-7 is probably realistic. But
so how do you get there? Like how do you get there? There's 10-7 and oh man, you got all kinds of issues. If they look like they look now, they'll be an easy out for a team that's a good wild card team, which is what they'll be facing, right? Mm-hmm. They'll be facing a team that just misses winning their division, that comes in with, you know, they're not going to face an 8-9 team in the wild card as a division winner. They're going to face a good wild card team that might be favored when they come in here. So the question is, how do the Titans become the best version of themselves so when they walk out on that field on wild card weekend, they give themselves the best shot at winning? I think they can get there. They have a month to do it. They need a little bit of luck with guys getting healthy, but the question is how? What needs to happen?
And I heard a phrase this morning that kind of got my attention because I think they're kind of in this, and it wasn't their plan, but circumstances have kind of taken them there, and I want to see what you guys think about that coming up next because I think sometimes it happens with teams, whether they plan for it or not. We'll do that coming up next. You can also weigh in 615-737-1025. That's our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. But can you make your parlays pop this holiday season? Hey, I made some pop on Sunday, and it was a good day. Win some money from Vegas with weekly parlay bonuses from Superbook Sports. If you place a three-team football parlay, Superbook will give you a $10 bonus voucher. It's your holiday bonus courtesy of my friends at Superbook Sports. Rack up the wins and earn some holiday cash by betting parlays with Superbook. So just download the Superbook Tennessee app and place your parlays today. Looking ahead to Sunday, some things that maybe stand out. Titans -3.5 at home against the Jags. How about this? The Vikings +2.5 on the road against the upstart Detroit Lions. You could look at that and maybe Buffalo laying 9.5 at home against the Jets. Those are just some games that you could possibly parlay together. Download the Superbook Sports app. Visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. A lovely day. Chase, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. We'll get back into the Titans here in just a few minutes, but it's bowl season. And how exciting is it that the Music City Bowl is right here around the corner, and we're excited about that. We say hello to Scott Ramsey, who is on the line with us right now. Scott, been a minute. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing fantastic. The Transperfect Music City Bowl coming to our city once again. It'll be played on New Year's Eve. Looking forward to that. And we got a great matchup with Kentucky and Iowa coming to town. I know you have to be excited for yet another year.
Yeah, excited. 25th anniversary, which is kind of hard to believe. It's gone by really quickly. And obviously, the matchup this year, with Kentucky and Iowa, I think two just fan bases that have a great affinity for our city that's really going to create a great environment on game day. We're on New Year's Eve this year, which is a little different than our normal December 30th date. ABC Sports, first time we've been on prime time, network television, and we lead right into the semifinals that afternoon. So one of only four games on Saturday, and we just think we're excited about how the game has elevated its position, and we look forward to this year's game.
Yeah, and, you know, Transperfect has come on board, started in 2020 as the title sponsor. How big has that partnership been for you all?
Well, in today's world of sports, as you guys know, whether, you know, people like or don't, you know, corporate support is critical to success. And I can't thank Dan Crockett and Colin Reed historically, as we look back over 25 years, Colin Gaylord Hotels, and then Dan and Franklin American Mortgage being longtime sponsors of over 18 years of our game. And then we transitioned to a brand new company that really wanted to invest in Nashville, and Transperfect, or an international translation company, have offices all around the world, over 7,000 employees. And for them to say they wanted to invest in our city and specifically the bowl game is a great opportunity for us. And, you know, I got to give them a lot of credit. They jumped in right in the middle of the COVID year. We had a cancellation actually with Iowa and Missouri about 2 days before the game, and they really hung in there. And then obviously last year we had a record-setting game with Tennessee and Purdue. And so we're looking forward to hopefully a long-term relationship with them.
We're talking to Scott Ramsey. He's the president and CEO of the Nashville Sports Council and the Music City Bowl, the Transperfect Music City Bowl, which will take place New Year's Eve, featuring Kentucky and Iowa. You know, I got to ask you about this, though. I mean, look, there's a lot of talk in this town about, you know, getting bigger and bigger events and a stadium that could potentially be happening. You've had a tremendous relationship with Nissan Stadium. It's the 25th anniversary of the Bowl. The first one was played at Vanderbilt back in 1998. But the idea of a new stadium and what that could mean with the ever-changing landscape of the college football playoff, I mean, do you allow yourself to dream, Scott, and kind of look ahead of where this bowl could go?
Well, I honestly, Chase, I think we're past dreaming. We're into really kind of trying to figure out strategically, how and where we can kind of navigate to compete at the highest level, whether that's within the college football playoff structure once it's defined and outlined for 26 and beyond, or more importantly, certainly already starting to kind of figure out how we can position ourselves for the national championship game. So I think a lot of that just goes to the credit to our city as grown as a sports destination to the Titans and the mayor's office and the state of Tennessee and hospitality industry and everybody that supported the game. It's not easy every year to kind of get the home run games, but I think the destination has really kind of created a reputation that we can host the largest events in the country in the national championship and the Super Bowls and the Final Fours. And we look forward to kind of aggressively pursuing those once we know the landscape and kind of where and when we can start addressing those opportunities.
And I gotta sneak this in. SummerSlam was awesome at Nissan Stadium, but I need some WrestleMania.
I need some WrestleMania.
Scott.
Willie, I don't know if Willie's on today.
I am. Yeah. I am.
I hear you laugh, but I knew I missed that one with Chase on here. I knew I should have put that right in there.
You should have said that first.
I wish we had a kind of an edit button on that one. I was going to say WrestleMania.
Scott was at SEC Media Days one year, and I'm like, Scott, come on, level with me, man. We're cool. We're getting a WrestleMania. Like, is that happening?
Lobbyist.
Exactly.
I'm trying.
We need a bunch of that stuff. It only brings, you know, more things and good things to the city of Nashville. Now, Scott, what are y'all anticipating as far as the attendance? And is there anything new you guys are offering to the table? Because I know with each team there has to be a new theme, but is there anything new for Kentucky and Iowa or their fan base?
Good question, Derek. I think what we've done is we've tried to create several days that are really aimed at everybody a little differently. Back to Chase, in all seriousness, on the wrestling side, we do a Jeff Jarrett puts an actual ring and does some matches for the players and Wounded Warriors and military folks that we host at the game for a player-only party. You know, we do a welcome party at the Wild Horse Saloon. But then really, you know, I think you look at the fans, and the fans, the Broadway kind of carries the fans. We'll do our Battle of the Bands again this year. But if you look at the week, you know, I think if you pull back and look at it as a 30,000-foot view, we've really developed this week between Christmas and New Year's using sports and entertainment as one of our busiest tourism weeks of the year, ironically. When in the late 90s when we started, and you remember being here then with the Titans, I mean, that week, I mean, everybody took a nap and gave people the week off. So, you know, when you look at it, you've got the Preds playing on Tuesday, you got Titans Cowboys Thursday night. Friday night will be our Battle of the Bands and party downtown on Broadway. The game kicks off at 11 a.m., leads right into the semifinals. And then in Nashville after that, you got our New Year's Eve party, which is growing to be one of the largest in the country. So, you know, I think we've really filled that week and used our facilities and our city and as a destination as well as any city in the country.
Scott Ramsey is with us. Scott, I'm racking my brain. I'm trying to remember if Iowa has ever come to the Music City Bowl, but I was just curious what you thought you were going to get in terms of, you know, their travel. How do they get here? Things like that. That's a program that obviously has been a consistent winner over the years.
Yeah, I think, Willie, you know, every year is different, as you know. Kind of, you just, the opportunities with the teams are usually generated by wins and losses. So, you know, I think a couple things with the Kentucky and the Iowa crowd, both I think are have fan bases that are going to have a lot of excitement about coming to our city. You know, certainly they had some ups and downs throughout the year on the field, but I think this will be the first time we've hosted Iowa. However, we had selected them in the COVID year when we were very limited on tickets. And Missouri had an outbreak about 48 hours before the game and about 24 hours after our downtown bombing. It was a year to forget, and certainly having Iowa back, they've wanted to come. And I'll say something, I figure the question's coming anyway, but it's a rematch from last year's bowl game in Kentucky and Iowa that played in the Citrus Bowl. And we addressed that the last couple weeks and said, hey, if both teams kind of look like they're aligned for us and we want to go that way, do you have a problem? And without hesitation, both coaches, both athletic directors says absolutely not. We'd rather be in Nashville than some other city playing. So, you know, I think that's a great compliment to us. It's normally something we wouldn't ideally like to put together, but this year we felt like they were sort of the two right teams and they didn't hesitate and wanted to come to our city.
Scott, I'm just, you know, you mentioned what a great sports week that's going to be. It's going to be anything but downtime after Christmas with all of the action. Is there anybody that coordinates? I don't know if there's independent people that do this or you guys direct people to organizations like this, but if somebody wants to come into town and wants to line up tickets to all the games, like how does that work if they want to try to get to as many of those events as they can?
Yeah, you know, Willie, they'll have to do it, you know, individually with each. And obviously, I'm assuming most of those games are, at least on the Preds and the Titans, are pretty full. But
yeah.
I, you know, I marvel at it a little bit. And really, there's only one thing that gives me sleepless night right now, and that's good weather on Friday, turning the field from the Cowboys to our game at 11 o'clock on Saturday. And just the dreams of turf in a new stadium and not having to try to turn grass. But, you know, if that's our only problem, we've got we're pretty fortunate. And, you know, I'm just continue to be excited about where we are as a city. And in 25 years, you know, we've averaged almost $16 million in direct impact. And certainly, you know, we think that that's going to continue to grow over the years as Nashville continues to kind of grow in national prominence.
I can't you may have the answer of the number of cities that could put together a week like that. There might be a couple others out there, but I can't imagine there's too many cities that host a bowl game plus NFL plus NHL during that narrow of a time frame where somebody could come in and hit all three.
Well, and more importantly, Willie, I think the campus and the energy that we can create in downtown, if there are some of these cities to do it, you've got facilities spread all over a big metropolitan area.
Right.
Think of Dallas, think of Miami, think of Phoenix, where, you know, you're 45 minutes away from all those things. For us to be able to create all three of those events in our downtown area and people walking and creating an energy and excitement, and you'll see Cowboys jerseys and Titans jerseys and Preds jerseys in Iowa and Kentucky people all mixed together visiting our city. I think it's just a very unique setting, and certainly one that we're using as we look forward to the earlier questions about, you know, the new stadium opportunities that I just don't think other cities are able to match in creating that kind of atmosphere and excitement around an event. So I think that's the unique piece of the puzzle. Are there probably other cities that can have all those things in the same week? Probably, but I'm not sure they can do it with the campus and the energy and the atmosphere that we can deliver.
Well, Scott, we're looking forward to it. The TransPerfect Music City Bowl, it will be New Year's Eve, December 31st, an 11 a.m. kickoff. You can get your tickets, Ticketmaster.com, and pack that place for sure. And when you and WWE announce WrestleMania, I'd be happy to get up there with Triple H and Stephanie and be a part of it. So you just let me know when you need me.
Duly noted. I appreciate it. I appreciate the offer, Chase. Then you're in charge of good weather on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this year of the game. How about that?
I'm on it. I will make sure that it's perfect. TransPerfect.
Right.
See what I did there?
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Thanks,
Look
Scott.
Look at that.
I know.
Have That's a good one, guys. Thanks
All right.
for
you
having
too.
Me, man.
See Absolutely. You. Scott Ramsey, the president and CEO of the Nashville Sports Council and the TransPerfect Music City Bowl that will be in our city, Iowa and Kentucky. We know Michelle Knezovic is excited about that. Coming up next, there's something that I want to touch on with the Titans that I heard this morning. But first, Willie has a word on Lee Company.
All right, let's talk Lee Company, 615-567-1000. A big game for the Predators coming up on Thursday after this little mini break in the schedule. Then it gets very, very exciting. A ton of hockey coming up in the month of December. And it starts with the defending Eastern Conference champions, the Predators and the Lightning. Our coverage is brought to you by Lee Company. It starts at 5 o'clock on Thursday. And we all will be rocking and rolling down in the Sunshine State. Also, up here, with the weather getting colder, make sure that you have your house in order, not just for the short term, but think big picture. Think long term. That's the home maintenance plan from Lee Company. Get the annual checkups before the weather really gets cold. They will check your heating system. Now, if you've got a crisis right now, hey, the heater just went out last night, give them a call, 615-567-1000. They got you covered there. But also think big picture with the home maintenance plan. The annual checkups of your heating, your cooling, your plumbing, and electrical systems. They'll be on the ball for you before the crisis happens. That's what you're looking for. And they'll find the small problems before they become the big problems. That's where you're going to save money over the long term. And you'll get discounts on repairs if you're part of the home maintenance plan. 615-567-1000 or go online to LeeCompany.com.
Chase Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, Blue Oyster Cult, bringing us back. Good stuff there. My Nick Kieser. Appreciate Scott Ramsey for joining us. The Transperfect Music City Bowl will be your home for that. Looking forward to that on December 31st as Iowa takes on Kentucky. But getting back into the Titans, I heard this earlier when I was listening to Robbie and Rexford. And there's a look, we've had debates and we're throwing it out. The Titans are going to win their division. They're going to make the playoffs. Anything can happen. I get that. I understand that. I've watched sports a long time, and I love a good Cinderella story. Titans could very well be that. But I think we would all agree this team is not as good as last year's team. They lost a lot, whether you agree with the move or not, with the trade of A.J. Brown. You know, Joe Rexroad has been passionate that he disagreed with it. He thought it was the wrong move. Whatever. I thought it was the right move. I stand by it. You know, they are in the situation that they're in for that reason. And then they've battled injuries. I think Tannehill's had a solid year. I'll use Willie's word. He's been solid. But now let's see what he does in the playoffs. Derrick Henry, is it the O-line or is it regression? Or is it a little bit of both? I think both are true in this. But I heard a word this morning while listening to Robbie and Rexroad. And, Nick, do we have it yet? We don't have it yet. I heard a word, basically, or a phrase, soft rebuild. And how I took it as they were explaining that, it wasn't necessarily by choice. It was just kind of how it happened. You trade A.J. Brown, you bring in a rookie wide receiver, you bring in another wide receiver to be your two that's coming off a torn ACL. You have another rookie that's going to fall in, you know, to your plans. You have an offensive line with a ton of question marks. But then you lose Harold Landry for the season. You lose Taylor Lewan for the season. You've lost some other key players. That this is kind of where you've gone now. And soft rebuild, to me, in the position that they're in, they can do it, and they can plan ahead a little bit for the future. They didn't make a move at the trade deadline because he held on to his draft picks, and John Robinson, which, you know what? I don't think that's the end of the world. I think that's probably a good strategy because you have a lot of work to do. You're in a bad division, so you can afford to maybe not go all in like some other teams because you know you're probably going to hang on to the division at this point and then see what happens. So do you agree with that phrase that they have kind of transitioned into a soft rebuild, even though that may not have been the plan at the beginning of the season?
Are you saying competitive rebuild, Chase?
I said
as
soft.
A plan? Well, let me say this. I brought this up to you guys in the summer. What was the theme of the Football Outsiders preview? It basically was that the minute they traded A.J. Brown, they were going through. I mean, you can label it however you want. Remember all the controversy, competitive rebuild versus competitive transition. Now you throw out a new term, soft rebuild. It's all really the same thing, where you're trying to remain competitive, but you are also having at least one eye on the future. I think the minute they traded A.J. Brown, that was a move that was more a long-term move than a short-term move. And I'll give you a second one. When they decided to draft Malik Willis, even though they're looking in the moment and saying, wow, this is a guy that had a lot of first-round grades, and here he is sitting there in the third round, they could have drafted another position that might have helped them more in the short term. But they decided to play the long term and take a shot that maybe you find your quarterback of the future, whenever that is. So I think you could argue that John Robinson last summer decided this was not a go-for-it-right-now situation. This was a let's play for the now, but also play for the future. I think it's not just you do it now. I think they've been doing it. That's what they did.
That's a fair point.
I don't think I think every team, whether you know, it's off the back of you winning a Super Bowl, or whether you didn't go to the Super Bowl, or you got the first pick in the draft. I think every team wants to add to what they got. Every team want to make sure they are ahead sort of the field in regards to people we are adding to our team, and we want to make sure that when these, you know, because this I truly believe this is how the Titans operate, because you look at this the roster, and they don't have just this is not a roster filled with like veteran guys of 9, 10, 11 years. It's not. It's more so 4, 5, 6, 7 than 10, 11, 12. This is a team that they want to remain a contender in regards to making the playoffs. But they do believe that if we can remain a playoff team, in the midst of that, we possibly can get that diamond in the rough or that one player that we got it a few years ago with Jeffrey Simmons. We were a good team, but we got Jeffrey Simmons, and that was a A-plus pick right there. Well, with that pick, they also was able to go to the AFC Championship game. Now, since then, they've released people and brought people in, but they've been competitive. They're waiting on that one big hit again. The one big hit was AJ. Well, they let him go. Now they've drafted Treylon Burks. They hope, and I do believe he will be another big hit for them. While they're still in that win now mode, the Titans are always going to be in a win now mode. I don't think they're a team that's going to say, listen, we are rebuilding here. I don't think the Titans ever think rebuilding or a soft rebuild. They just reload and keep going. We're going to keep adding people to our roster. Our rosters are going to fluctuate throughout the season because the injuries is going to change in the offseason. But we're not bad enough to rebuild, and we're not good enough right now to win a championship. We're good. We just need to add more pieces.
I don't think
they ever thought about a soft rebuild. It might have come off that way, but I don't think they ever thought about, okay, this is a soft rebuild, because they feel they still have a really good quarterback at the helm that if we just surround him, we could be that team in the AFC Championship again.
And I wonder, Chase, going back two summers, when they made the bold move of going for Julio Jones – and got burned, if that affected how they went about it.
Oh,
in the
context of
the A.J. Brown contract, they were like, you know what? We don't want to put too many eggs in this basket here. Let's play. Let's keep an eye on the future. There's nothing wrong with that, but I'm just simply pointing out, when you have the point I was making is when you have Ryan Tannehill who's aging, Derrick Henry is aging, do you go for it right now? It's like the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are all in. They're going to be awful. Mm-hmm. At some point, when Fournette and Brady and God, all these veterans they have Julio Jones now.
Mm-hmm. Hey, he made a hell of a catch last night, though.
But I mean, so they're trying everything they can to stay relevant as long as they can. The Rams thought they had another year or two. The wheels have fallen off. At some point, the Bucs wheels are going to fall off here. But the Titans are avoiding that. But it's making they're not quite as good, not as loaded as they were last year.
We'll continue this discussion coming up next. David Poyle coming up at 11:15 as well. Dave, hang on the line. We'll get to your call, 615-737-1025. It's Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, presented by Hair Club. Regrow your own natural hair through non-surgical options that deliver impressive results. Hair Club. Love your hair. Live your life.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.